Paul said, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. And if you're strong in the Lord, that's why he says, I can do all things not by myself, through Christ. Can everybody say through Christ? That's what Paul said. I can do all things. Everybody shout all. Amen. That takes it out of its context. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do it, but I can't do it on my own. Amen. I'm not saved on my own. I can't submit on my own. And I can't do spiritual warfare on my own. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And we just got to grow up and be strong. Amen. Somebody said growing old is inevitable, but growing up is optional. Just because you get old don't mean you grow up. That's an option. You should be growing up. But there is no guarantee that you're going to grow up. So the aim is that we got to get on the armor. And so the aim of our sermon is for us to dress for the occasion. Dress for the occasion. We're in a battle. We got to dress for the occasion. And God invites us to put on his own armor, the armor that he wears. He said, put on the armor of God. Amen. That's God's armor. God put on the armor himself. We read it in Isaiah 59:17. God put on armor. He said, these are my garments. These are my, and I want to put them on the Christians so that they too will be able to fight the good fight of faith. And that's what Paul is telling us here, is he's telling us, you got to be willing to fight. And he says, amen, you got to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles. Somebody say, put on all of it. Amen. Put on all of it. Amen. Put on all of the armor, because God says that you may be able to stand. You have to be spiritually equipped, amen, to be able to stand. Amen. You got to be spiritually equipped, because we got some spiritual enemies. And in order for us to spiritually endure, we have to put on the whole armor of God.